Ain't much to talk about today because it was a slow news week, which seems to always happen. It's been happening a lot lately since we started this fucking podcast, but that's fine. We will still soldier on, and that is going to be my mantra for today, because I don't know how the fuck I'm going to get through this. There are a few more songs in the playlist today, but that was completely unintentional in relations to not having shit to talk about, I promise you. So we're going to get right into the music. This is G Yamazawa with North Cat.
It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the cellar, and the vault. I'm the best, the effect, and the cause, I'm the law. It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the cellar, and the vault. I'm the best, the effect, and the cause, I'm the law. I'm the truth, man, looking real false. Whenever I hit the booth, I come out to an applause. If I'm talking to my crew, you heard a sudden draw. Yo, I ain't talking to you, stop eavesdropping the ball. I be rocking with y'all, I be off of the wall. A pit bull off the leash, I keep locking my jaws. I see a cop at the mall, I see a cop at the vault. Peter picking a fight, I can see the Viking in y'all. One of my punchlines are where your Viking off. I know I'm frightening y'all, long as a mic is involved. Relocated to Cali, but I ain't liking the smog. I'm a Southern North Star, I be the light in the dark, be the right and the wrong, I be the reason the Bull City feeds me, Bull City grease me, Bull City needs me. Everywhere I go, I got that Bull City greeting. That's why they throw the horns when the Bull City sees me. It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the cellar, and the vault. I'm the best, the effect, and the cause, I'm the law. It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the cellar, and the vault. I'm the best, the effect, and the cause, I'm the law.
Still the greatest rapper breathing, who you think it was? J Gunn is better than whoever you be bringing up. All this motherfucking singing, I don't feel it, bruh. And it's fuck 12 till they stop killing us. Look, we Yamazawa with rhyming prowess. The town is ours, we body cowards and cover graves with my mama's flowers. Off a flight from Osaka, should check the mileage. Find me at Yamazushi, I toast with the finest sake. I promise you don't want problems, you be nothing to handle. You should know I'm from Durham, that means there's nothing I can't do. Since 13, I've been punishing samples. Rappers flip-flop quick like they running in sandals, huh? You a witness in the one, motherfucker. Heavy and my Uzi weigh a ton, motherfucker. I ain't PD Pop, but I walk inside the spot like, who am I? J Gunn, motherfucker.
It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the cellar, and the vault. I'm the best, the effect, and the cause, I'm the law. It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the cellar, and the vault. I'm the best, the effect, and the cause, I'm the law.
New South staple, baby, collard green music. Old South hater, ain't no Paula Deen views here. Keep my collar clean when the drama seems foolish. Pop a couple drama mean, I'ma keep it moving. Gone, took another red eye back home. Shindig with my Jedi, relax the backbone. Got the sweet tea steeping and my team keep eating. Peek, picking all the rabbits, just deep, deep, deepin'. Hog tied, hit a beat, going to a swan dive. Teacher had a float like a lotus to a bonsai. Flow across the motor, that's my modus up a ronda. Sting like a queen that just showed up on the pawn side. Cagalaga cipher, up circles a chainsaw. Out of town, the spirits who say that we can't talk. Off of my apologies, said with a slight drawl. And I'm using my apostrophes, homie, we ain't y'all.
It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the cellar, and the vault. I'm the best, the effect, and the cause, I'm the law. It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the cellar, and the vault. I'm the best, the effect, and the cause, I'm the law.
It's the North.
Something they can't know about. Really only heaven knows my heart. You know this ain't enough.
was K Michelle with VSOP. Look, guys, this is the morning playlist, and I am your host, Reese. And there ain't shit to talk about, but we're gonna make this work. So let's kind of go through some hot button topics, I guess. I'm getting all of these via the trending section on Twitter because I am a loser. I actually created a burner account last night just to do this. So, yeah, here we go. First thing I see, and it's really unrelated to what the trending topic is, but they took out some shit in Fortnite. I'm not even going to talk about what they took out because I don't play Fortnite. I'm not a gamer. But unrelated to that, in Fortnite, there was a huge scandal that erupted last year where they were basically just ripping off rappers. They were just implementing a lot of dances that a lot of rappers had created and weren't crediting them. Were changing the names of them, weren't giving any type of monetary kind of compensation for taking their shit. And most notably, it was the Milli Rock. 2 Milli sued Fortnite. I actually have not heard anything else from it since then because it was a huge question as to whether or not you can copyright a dance, for one, and for two, if you could sell a game, I mean, you could sue a gaming company for stealing said dance. But it looks like he found out a way to do it, and so he did do that. But it was a huge thing for a good while about how you just, you know, and this kind of stems from just white people taking shit from niggas. I don't see why you guys can't just say, oh, by the way, this was created by insert. It's not that hard to credit somebody. And I'm pretty sure that had 2 Milli gotten his credit, he wouldn't have been so pressed for bread. Or maybe if they would have come to him and came out, worked something out to where it wasn't such a big deal, he would have asked for a little bit of bread and then would have taken the credit and notoriety that had come with it later on. So to me, because of the fact that I'm not in the gaming world, to me, it's kind of like, fuck Fortnite. I don't give a shit what you niggas took out. I don't give a fuck what you niggas play. Fuck Fortnite. Moving right along. All this shit is, yo, what is it with Game of Thrones, bro? Like, you niggas don't like this shit this much. You can't. Shout out to Adele. She celebrated her 31st birthday today. Happy birthday, Adele. Oh, this was yesterday. So happy birthday, Adele, again. Oh, here's another one. For the first time, Miss America, Miss USA, and Miss Teen USA are black. If I could be completely transparent here, I don't really give a shit. Because that doesn't really mean anything. If you look at the landscape of popular culture and media today, you kind of understand why they did that. It's more nigga than it ever has ever been. You have shows that are on big networks that are headed by brown people. And of course, you're going to try to cater to that for the sake of not looking like assholes for still having the pretty petite white bitch. You know what I'm saying? But if you look at the Miss America, if you look at these people, I've never seen a big girl, any color, big girl win this thing. It's only been skinny bitches wearing tiaras and having bouquets. It's like, okay, so you're only pretty because you're skinny. It's kind of some corny shit. And of course, here in like the next year or two, they're going to have some sort of subdivision where it's like all big girls get to compete now, but it's not as popular and it's not as promoted and it's not as this and it's not as that. I do remember when Takara was on America's Next Top Model. Yes, I watched America's Top Model. Don't judge me. I can fight. And she was bodying shit up there. I don't remember if she won or not. I do remember that she went on to do BET and shit like that. And now she's friends with people like Melissa Ford. And so, I mean, she did do well from that. But, I mean, that was a shocker because she's a big girl. And she still was up there bodying shit better than all them skinny bitches up there. So, I mean, why can't we implement that into the one of the, I feel like it's like the biggest pageant in the world. Because a bunch of people just get up there and try to look their best for some bum ass judges who you've probably never even heard of before, like who enlisted you as the right person to judge beauty. And why is beauty so one dimensional? Why can't, you know, bigger boned people be up there looking cute along with some of these bitches who look like they ain't ever ate anything? You know what I'm saying? So again, it's kind of fuck the US pageant, but I am happy for these girls. It looks like they were pretty stoked about it, so that's cool. Let's see if we can get one more in here before we take another music break. Miley Cyrus, don't care. Adam Sandler's back on SNL, don't care. Reality Bites, guess what? You guessed it, don't care. Sonic was redesigned, I guess. I don't give a shit about that either, but I mean, it is kind of interesting how they keep trying to bring shit back that no one asked for. No one asked you to make a movie of Sonic. No one needed that. No one needed Sonic to look like a homeless dude with blue fur. I never asked for that. I don't see why people can't just leave things alone. There is this new Pikachu movie that's out, and I'm confused by it because why? Like, apparently it's good. Apparently everybody liked it, but the only people that I've seen that said they liked it are white people. So I'm confused by that whole thing. But apparently in the movie, Pikachu not only is a detective, but he speaks English. Real confusing how, because in the trailer, it did not seem like this was a part of the Pokemon universe. It just seemed like it was some dude that had a Pikachu companion. Like, he was just the only nigga with a Pokemon walking around with a talking Pikachu and a Sherlock Holmes hat on. And we were supposed to be like, oh, this might be heat. But it seems like people like it. I don't get it. I don't know what's going on. Because I feel like next thing you know, they're going to have like a Gigapets film or some stupid shit. And I'm like, yo, Gigapets was just like super 8-bit and didn't even talk. So why do we need a film for it? But that is what's going on in modern day media, where everything deserves to be live action. So I guess getting back into the music, this is Avant with Lie About Us.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Baby, I know when we started out, there was things you didn't know. But baby girl, we got a lot of things we need to discuss. I know I'm asking for a lot, but just trust. Say that things getting old, sneaking round, creeping in love on the low. Now baby girl, I can't wait till it's officially us. I can't wait to let them know about us.
Yes, I thought that I could take it, boy, but I don't know. You told me you were gonna leave her for me long ago.
Eventually I will, but I just gotta take it slow. Don't wanna break her heart, although I gotta let her go. So baby,
please don't say you wanna give up. How do I tell her that I'm falling in love? And I know you're waiting patiently for that day when we no longer have to lie about us. When I'm with her, all I want is your touch. And when you call me, I don't wanna hang up. And I know I say it often, but I can't wait till we no longer have to lie about us.
Baby, I know the situation don't seem fair to us both. But baby girl, she's an issue that I'm about to adjust. Don't mistake the love we make for just us. You are my soul,
mind, body, spirit,
all that I know. But baby girl,
I can't wait till it's officially us. I can't wait to tell the world about us.
First I thought that I could take it, boy, but I don't know.
You
told me you were gonna leave her for me long ago.
Eventually I will, but I just gotta take it slow. Don't wanna break her heart, although I gotta let.
Just a little bit longer.
Ooh,
I guess this is a bitter end I didn't see coming. And I'm having a little bit of trouble accepting too. I don't know what to say to you. There's nothing I can do to reset your point of view. We both said this was just physical, but one of us lied, kept the feelings aside. Truth be told, yeah, you asked to see me once again at 10:30. I got nervous, so I got faded, made things complicated. I'm sorry for the stupid shit I said. You wanted fun, I served you threats. It's probably good you left, cause I finally admit I like you, I like you, I like you. Sorry I never meant to, but who we kidding? It wasn't like I had to say. One look at you and I won't have it any other way. I want you, I want you, I want you. I want you to want me too. I know that I signed up for this casually, but I fell for your tricks and I'm a casualty. Can we just reset, restart on the replay? Take me back to when all you wanted was the love on me every day. Yeah, I like you, I like you, I like you. Was I one ever here for you? Wishing I could turn back the hands of time to when I feel your hands on me and your lips on mine. I know that that was too much the last time you saw me, and I don't blame you for getting over everything so easy. But I just can't seem to figure you out, you goddamn mystery. Good God, how you kiss me? Didn't think it'd be distress galore. Thought I just wanted you there with your hands in my hair, but I craved more. And you just wanted rock and roll, no heart and soul. And I knew that from the beginning, so why don't I feel like I'm winning? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the joke, the punchline that got too old. It's killing me to see you gone, cause I never told you. I like you, I like you, I like you. Sorry I never meant to, but who we kidding? It wasn't like I had to say. One look at you and I won't have it any other way. I want you, I want you, I want you. I want you to want me too. I know that I signed up for this casually, but I fell for your tricks, I'm a casualty. Can we just reset, restart on the replay? Take me back to when all you wanted was the love on me every day. Yeah, I like you, I like you, I like you. Was I one ever here for you? Wishing I could turn back the hands of time to when I feel your hands on me and your lips on mine. Something about you makes me difficult. That makes us even, cause you top of the charts, egotistical. It's so typical for me to fall for your kind, but oh God, I wish you were mine. I like you, I like you, I like you. Sorry I never meant to.
Sorry.
But who we kidding? It wasn't like I had to say. When I look at you and I won't have it any other way. I want you, I want you, I want you. I want you to want me too. Would it be a stretch if I asked you to try again? I'll be patient, I swear I'll even count it 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Fuck. Can we just reset, restart on the replay? Take me back to when all you wanted was the love on me every day. Yeah, I like you, I like you, I like you. Was I one ever here for you? Wishing I could turn back the hands of time to when I like you was only just a secret crime. Yeah.
That was Nicki with I Like You. I really like that song. No pun intended. I'd like to give a shout out to the legendary Iconic. And Iconic is like a super buzzword nowadays, but this is actually Iconic. The fucking Wu-Tang Clan, god damn it, got their own street sign in New York City. So now you can go to New York City and go to the Wu-Tang Clan District Street and hang out and probably, you know, sell some crack or whatever fuck you like to do. But it is there. It's long awaited. Now we just need their fucking star on the Walk of Fame. I don't know if that's happened already, but if it has not, then it needs to happen, because without these niggas, hip-hop would be somewhere different, and I don't know if I want that, and I don't think you want that either. So there's that. Jesus Christ, I feel like Yeah, man, I'm trying to do better at this bullshit, because I swear, I'm like so over being connected to everything. Like, I go to work every day and I come home and I'm just so happy that I don't give a fuck about what's going on in my phone. And it's starting to weigh down on me a little bit just because I'm so out of touch with everything. And even though I like being out of touch because I don't care, it's still like, yeah, but you need to know what's going on just a little bit. And I don't know. It's just, it's hard to sit here and talk about shit that I don't care about. But if I, but I know that there's things that happen that I do indeed care about. And I don't know. I think because the thing is that I've got the screen time thing on my phone, and I've deleted everything except for Instagram. And, you know, I just don't use the internet as much as I used it 6 months ago. 6 months ago, there was not a waking moment that I wasn't on my phone scrolling through something, whether it be a Twitter timeline. And the funny shit is that the last months of me leading up to me deleting my Twitter, I wasn't even tweeting as much. Like, I probably would throw a tweet out once every 2 weeks, if that. And it would just be like a random thought that came to my head and I would just throw it out. And now I'm just so, like, I got over it. Especially when, you know, you're trying to build something or you're trying to make something pop, and just the platforms that you are on are not helping you go anywhere. I plateaued at like 1,100 followers. As a matter of fact, I had lost a bunch of followers when Twitter started going through and sweeping up all of the accounts, whether it be because they were spam accounts or whether it be because of the fact that people were being like reported as spam because they said something that someone didn't like, which is also fucking corny. I hope you get stub your toe every night for that. Just because I say something that you don't like doesn't mean that you can just report my shit for spam. That was another reason why I just got off Twitter, because this whole, and don't get me wrong, and I don't want any new listeners who may come across this podcast to find me ignorant or insensitive because of what I'm about to say. I don't care if you do, but I just want to let you know that I'm not trying to be that way. This whole movement of Me Too and the whole cancel culture thing and things like that, even though Me Too is necessary to be around for the sake of the safety of women and men, the cancel culture thing as well, where everybody is just so in their feelings about every single thing, and if you think about it, you don't really care. You don't care about what that one person said. You don't care. You only care because you recently found out that you're supposed to care. But when you woke up this morning, you didn't give a shit about that insensitive joke that one comedian made. You saw that shit about Chris Rock where, like, he just made like a smoking crack joke to Whitney Houston. Don't get me wrong, wasn't really funny, but Whitney Houston smoked crack. She did smoke crack. And all of you niggas made crack jokes about Whitney Houston pre and post death. And now because Chris Rock said it in a different era, now it's offensive. You can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. Don't be a dick. Because if Chris Rock were to get up there and say that shit on stage, you niggas would laugh at it. But because it's on the internet where you can just give him a quick jab and then ghost, and he never has to see your face or never has to know who you are, unless, of course, he's watching all of his comments, which I'm sure he is because he's a comedian and he needs material. You could just say whatever you want to him and be out. And you wouldn't say that shit to his face. You wouldn't walk up to him at a show and be like, yo, that Whitney Houston joke you made was mad and sensitive. Because he'd probably tell you to fuck off. Like, bitch, I made my entire existence making fun of people, making fun of humans. So why would I stop now? Just because you view it to be some sort of way. Don't get mad at me because I'm able to turn anything negative into a positive. As a matter of fact, I feel like that's what we need in this whole climate of I'm mad about this, I'm mad about that, I don't like this, I don't like that. Bro, we don't give a fuck what you like. We just want to have fun. We just want to joke. We just want to laugh. You do understand that laughing cures cancer. So don't be a dick about it. Don't walk around and just pointing. I remember, and I'm not going to say this guy's name, but I did a show. A year ago, I did a show with this guy, and afterwards I went to talk to him and, you know, probably buy some merch and shit like that. And I guess earlier that day he had been on my Twitter, And I threw out a tweet, and this is before I deleted my Twitter. I said something like, I wish that I would have been popping back in high school when all of you, when all of the women that were hoes was out, so I could have got mine too. Something along those lines. Basically saying, I wish I could have fucked all the girls that were hoes, because now I'm tight about it, because now y'all not hoes no more. And he tried to press me on that. And because of the fact that I was having a really good night and I didn't really give a shit about whatever he was saying, I just let it go. But I thought about it later. I was like, nigga, you don't know me. You don't get to tell me what the fuck I can and can't say. I didn't, even if I did offend you, who gives a shit, bro? You not my nigga. We've never dapped. I've seen you one other time at a different event. Like, you don't even live here. And even if all of those things were different, who cares, bro? Everybody wants to be a social justice warrior, but you had just gotten off stage and you were on stage talking about how you was fucking bitches and doing this and doing that too. So don't play me. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody wants to, it's like call out culture. Like, everybody wants to just be the person to tell somebody else that what they're doing is wrong. It's like, bro, you've said some insensitive shit this week. I know you have. I know you have. You know why? Because you're a human. Why are you so quick to just shit on other people for saying it? Because we're unapologetic about it, because of the fact that we're not out to hurt people, but you are constantly trying to make it seem as though we're out to hurt people. That's corny. That's corny. And I'm sick of that shit. I'm sick of that. And that's why I've been so disconnected from things. That's why whenever I get on the internet, it is strictly business. It's either that or I'm just watching shit on YouTube. But like, I don't want to have a personal relationship with the internet anymore because it's so dumb. Everybody on there just wants to be the next, the next detective to crack the code of who is the worst person alive. It's like, dude, fuck you. Dude, fuck you. Because these same people have been coming out time and time and again with, you know, racist ass photos or things of that nature that they have done in the past. And now they don't want to talk about it, or they just want to shove it to the side. Don't be that guy. Just shut the fuck up and let people be them. If people are going to burn, let them burn on their own. Because karma's a bitch. And you're not the person to tell people what karma is. Going right back into the music, this is Queen Herbie off of her new EP, EP 6. This is Fuck With Me.
I know you sleep, but honestly, watching my story, you wanna say that I'm too old, a little short for a model. Now it's not even surprising. Say you never heard of me, you lying. Yeah. You don't gotta love me, I got my fans. Not about the money, I got my bands. Everything I build with my own two hands. Don't you wanna give me a chance? First draft, yeah. Imagine all that I know now, and still a girl from a small town. I know how to work with the damage, made a work of art from the ashes, yeah. You don't gotta love me, I got my fans. Ain't about the money, I got my bands. Everything I build with my own two hands. Don't you wanna give me a chance?
Driving me to keep pushing.
worshiping money and politics. You can't tell me the system ain't rigged when the whole world's standing still for stupid shit. Got me bitching, got me wishing. Instead of going to Chili's again, you could try a five-star kitchen. Make a decision, see what you missing. Who's at you kissing? Why is it long division just to give a bitch a listen?
I know, you sleep, but
a chip, you just dip, and then you come up off feeling on my booty and shit.
You know me well, said I'm that kind of feeling that can't
Shark in the Water, one of my favorite songs ever. I used to hear that all the time when I listened. The music would play at my old job. I worked at a grocery store, and that shit would play like 17 times a day, and I never got sick of it. I was like, what the fuck is this song? So then I finally went home and looked it up, and I found that it was connected to... I found out that it was connected to Degrassi and all this other shit. And yeah, it's a really great record. Kind of piggybacking off of what I was talking about earlier, I know I kind of got into a rant a little bit, but it's just, it's so annoying that you're always expected to be, like, I deal with a lot of people, and people are just so sure about themselves and feel like they're so deserving of a quick text back, or I think my biggest kind of complaint in this era that we're in is that you're not allowed to be busy anymore, and if you are busy, you're always expected to let someone else be privy of that information right away so that they don't feel invalidated. And I remember the days where you could be gone all fucking day. You could be gone all day, not hit your significant other all day because, you know, we didn't have the technology that we have now to where the world is literally in your pocket, and you were only able to talk to people on the house phone when you got home. And if y'all didn't talk then y'all didn't talk at all. And it actually gave you a chance to miss people. Like, I miss missing people, you know? I miss I miss having something to talk about. Like, if you think about your friends groups, right? You're really only ever excited to see your friends so that you can see their facial expressions and shit like that whenever you reiterate what you guys talked about earlier in the group chat. You're never, like, super stoked to see them, to bring them up to speed with developments in your life or things that you've gone through over the past couple of days. You never get, you know, it's always, yeah, you know, we talked about this earlier, but we ain't got shit else to talk about because we talk about everything the minute that it happens. And I mean, and I kind of think back to like the Nipsey Hussle thing that happened. You know, we were sitting on the couch and within seconds we knew that he had been shot, and then seconds later we knew that he was dead. And it just, I don't know, I guess my brain exploded a little bit. I was like, wow, we are literally in a moment where we're seeing somebody pass away in real time. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't like that. I don't like the fact that somebody was standing outside filming him. I don't like the fact that now niggas are going to the place that he was killed and going live on Instagram to show whatever, to show that they're in the hood, to show that they're not afraid, whatever. No one asked you for that. No one asked you to be the person to show us that you are this, you know, martyr or whatever the fuck. No one asked you to do any of that. I think about all the lame shit that niggas do on the internet nowadays because you have to be lame in order to get popular. You have to do lame things, you know. And the people who did not have to do lame things in order to get popular are the lucky ones. Honest and truly. You know, I feel like this podcast, though it is doing all right for what I needed to do, I don't feel like it'll ever be as popular as it could be if I was, I don't know, full face and shitting on celebrities. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's not tangible in that way. People need something that they can gossip at or gawk at, or use to make their lives feel more significant. And that's bullshit to me, because I feel like we're all important. It's just, to what degree are you important, I guess. And your importance is always valued on, like, how many followers you have, or, you know, how many people are watching your story or your live stream or something like that. And I think that kind of shit has just gotten to me in a new way. I never thought that I would care this much about how many people just gives too much of a fuck about what's happening in their phone. You know, I miss having real relationships with people. I miss our relationship only being as strong as the last time you texted me. Which is why I am the person that's known all across the family as someone who don't call nobody. Because now everybody's set at ground zero. You mean as much to me as the last time you talked to me. And that is a fact, though. Because, you know, all these numbers in my phone, right? So what? Let's say someone has 100 contacts in their phone. You're only talking about 10 of those every day. And even then, that's a lot to have 10 different conversations every day. So let's shorten that. Let's say 3. You're only talking to 3 different people every day. You guys get to the main things that you guys are talking about, and then y'all don't talk for the rest of the day anyway. So that other 97 people, they're insignificant to you now. What if one person, you know, has a cell phone but doesn't have service and they can only talk to you on Wi-Fi? What if one person, they're just a constantly busy person, they're always doing something? What if one person just hates talking, hates texting? You can only talk to them if you call them, and they don't like talking on the phone. You see what I'm saying? Like, I have a few friends that I never talk to, that when I see them, it's like we just pick up the conversation from the last time we talked, which could have been months ago. Just think about, I just miss communication. I miss missing communication, you know? And I don't know. It bothers me, because in this way that we have all adapted to life, everybody's expected to just be up everybody's ass. And I'm not that nigga. I've never been that nigga. You know, and it's still foreign to a lot of my family members. It's still foreign to a lot of the people who are close with me when they ask me, why didn't I text them? Bitch, you didn't text my phone, so why should I text yours? Why should I care? Why should I put in effort when you're not putting in effort? You expect everybody else to put in effort for you. You're thinking a little bit too much about this. If you want to talk to somebody, then just talk to them. And I really do that. If I think about you, because I've been doing this new thing. If I think about you and I haven't talked to you in a while, I'm going to just call you. I'm going to just go outside, or, you know, cut the music off or something. I'm going to call you real quick and let you know, hey, I mean, I know we haven't talked in a while, but I just been thinking about you, and that's all I wanted. And the way the universe has been working is that when I do that, that person is at my house, like, within 2 days. The way the universe is working, they'll show up with somebody that I know or something like that, and then, oh, we'll see each other, and then that can be a conversation. Because I feel like every friendship is important, but not every friendship is a friendship. Some friendships are just, we just cool, and when we see each other, we talk. You know, I used to confuse that all the time with, like, and I still confuse it from time to time, but it takes me a lot less amount of time to figure it out, where just because I have your phone number doesn't mean we need to talk all the time. Sometimes you're only worth me texting you, you know, a couple days and then not talking to you for a week because we don't have that much to talk about. And that's okay, because that doesn't mean that we're not friends. That doesn't mean that we're not cool. That just means that our relationship is not as, I guess, eventful or fruitful as maybe other relationships that you have. And I don't think that's a problem with that. I don't think I need to just start shaving people out of my cell phone because we don't connect as much as other people. I just think if you bring something to my life and that something may not be as valuable or as big as someone else, that doesn't invalidate you. That doesn't make it to where you don't matter. You're just somebody that we talk a lot less. And now I'm running into this issue with women, especially, who we're cool and all this other shit, but they don't like small talk. And, you know, I'm always just here to have the conversation. Like, I'm always here for that. So when I say, you know, how are you doing today? And they don't respond, it's not because they don't want to talk to me, but it's because they just don't like small talk. And I don't know. I have a whole other theory about that. I think that, to me, that's corny, because if someone is legit checking on you or legit just wants to talk about you, it shouldn't matter what y'all talk about. But maybe that's just a level of maturity that I haven't reached yet. Maybe I don't understand it. Maybe it's just something that I have to be there to get. You know what I'm saying? But I still love when motherfuckers be on my phone talking to me about nothing, because at least that lets me know that I am the person that you want to talk about nothing with. And, you know, I appreciate that for what it is. So, I don't know. Kind of got into another little rant there. But, you know, that thing just kind of sent me into a spiral. Like, damn. Like, I really got to just be in my phone to know. It's like, why can't I just, I don't know. Anyways, we're going to get right back into the music here. I hope you guys are sticking around with me today. We're going to play Kayla. This is an older one. Came out, I think I was still in high school or just getting out. I don't remember. Like 2008 type shit. So that means I would have still been in high school. This is Kayla with All Your Love.
It's hard loving someone else when you barely got enough to love yourself. And it's hard trying to ease someone's pain when your own hurt is more than you can take. But how the hell can we be lovers if we don't even love each other? If we're down for one another, we gotta find a way to cover each other's backs instead of tracks. I wanna make you smile instead of make you mad, and I won't act like I'm all lack. Cause if you left, I'd take you back. Cause I don't care what you've done. I just know I won't show love. So can we just smoke instead of arguing all the time? I know you got a lot on your mind, and I know you think it's unladylike, but boy, it's been a hell of a night. So turn the lights down low. It's time to let it all go. Can send your worries up to God above, so you can send me all your love. It's hard trying to shut my mouth, especially when all this shit keep coming out.
I don't really mean it, baby.
And it's hard letting problems go, especially when I already told you so. Look over your shoulder to make sure you do what I told ya. You swear to God that you don't know her. We just keep getting all over each other's backs instead of tracks. I wanna make you smile instead of make you mad, but I won't act like I'm all lack. Cause if you left, I'd take you back. Cause I don't care what you've done. I just know I won't show love. So can we just smoke instead of arguing all the time? I know you got a lot on your mind, yeah. And I know it's unladylike, but boy, it's been a hell of a night. So turn the lights down low. It's time to let it all go. You can send your worries up to God above, so you can send me all your love.
Heart on the surface, salt on the inside. Cause inside I cry every time you say bye. I man up and take it, but it takes time. Cause whenever you're here, I feel like I'm still on the safe side. Danger, danger, he just left me hanging. Wish I could walk out of love. I don't know which door I came in. It's such a shame, man. He got me blaming everybody but him for this shit that he been saying. Who am I playing? That's a change, man. And I just wanna check his days out like the days in. He got me praising God just for his presence, and I could never give him back. I would just regret it, and I could not forget it. All the things that we've been through. High school, new dudes, and a couple baby blues. I never got to choose, but I never really had to. Before they ever checked you out, I already
can back. We just smoke instead of arguing all the time? I know you got a lot on your mind, and I know you think it's unladylike, but boy, it's been a hell of a night. So turn the lights down low. It's time to let it all
your worries up to God above, so you can send me all your love.
All your love, all your love,
so you can send me all your love.
All your love, all your love,
so you can send me all your love.
All your love, all your love,
so you can send me all your love. So you can send me all your love.
I'm comfortable. Been way more than a month or two. It's deeper than that, I roll with you, so no other chick can't come close to you. And deep down I know the truth. Notice you don't like if I come with you, and chicks wanna hug me in front of you. But I don't mean to be rude, I won't. Find me another one quite like you. I know that we become so close, and I know I'm mostly on tour with girls backstage after the encore. But I'm down for you, look out for you, trying my best to be around for you. And if you're still down, but I want you to know you're the one I want when I'm gone.
This is the girl that I want. Girl, that's gonna make me fall in love. Girl, I will ride for you, give up my life for you, baby, cause girl, I've changed. This is the girl that I want.
You know how it goes. You know what they say. Old dogs, new tricks. Different toilets, same shit. But let me tell you something. Look, I've been in the club many a times. Been a player, two girls at a time. Been a very bad boy like Shine. I was involved in clothes, hiding with a silent ringtone like Jude Law. In closer, relationship roller coaster. My life, my real life co-star. But no dialogue, we couldn't go far. But I'll try and stop, cause so far, but that won't last. I move so fast, spin round the track like go-karts. Over and over and over, to a slow start. I'm so lost, cause what I couldn't be, you wanted me to be. When I couldn't breathe, I wanted you to leave. What you couldn't see was me in the club with she, looking like my wife to be. But finally, I've grown up since then, and your eyes open up since then. Enough change, so let's keep it moving.
This is the girl that I want. This is the girl that's gonna make me fall in love. Girl, I will ride for you, give up my life for you, baby, cause girl, I've changed.
This is the girl that I want.
This is the girl that I want. Forget about all them other girls before.
Yeah,
I wanna get involved with you. All them other girls ain't the same.
Canopy, my stamina be enough for Angelina Jolie. Actually, I had to become a man to be the man you see. And I know your fantasy, a baby and a family with me. I know how it sounds, but believe me, that if I don't know how to be, teach me.
This is the girl that I want. This is the girl that's gonna make me fall in love. Girl, I will ride for you, give up my life for you, baby, cause girl, I've changed.
Drive. but that's okay, cause it's one other reason to blow up your line. Baby, come get me, I need you to swerve. Call me when you hopping on 43rd. Make sure you bring you a condom or two. I told my bitches I'm leaving with you. Or after that deal like we Bonnie and Clyde. Closing the air like a United fly. All in your bed with my shirt on the floor. I already drunk, but he's pouring me more. Started at Folly, stick half of the Molly. Then we threw a check at the bar. I had so much that I probably won't even remember what happened tomorrow. I'm tryna lay up with you on the left of my side. All in the dark and these are the thoughts that's all on my mind. Breaking you down in the crib, throwing you right on the bed. Hugging you tight in my arms, wrapping you up while you holding my lips. Giving you sex in the ride, you better hurry and slide. I lay awake in the dark and these are the thoughts that's all on my mind. Such a way in my life. I'm thinking of different positions that we could be trying tonight. Oh, I don't wanna be alone. You're like a blessing. He took off my leggings and gave me a pillow to hold. Screaming up in it like I'm going deaf. Yelling so high that I'm losing my breath. Don't know where I'm gonna go when I leave. Staring at me while I hop in my jeans. Turning me on. He say his wet as a tropical storm. Not trying to scare you, but this could be love. That shit he was missing, ain't nobody gon' do you better than me. He ain't from Jamaica, but he like to swim in it like the Caribbean Sea. Oh, yeah, kissing and touching, oh, yeah, I think I love him. Pick up the phone when I get you home, there's no interruptions. Breaking you down in a crib, throwing you right on the bed. Hugging you tight in my arms, wrapping you up while you holding my lips. Giving you sex in the ride.
For a new record, Voicemails. I talked about that a little bit last week. The song that I referenced was a song called I Want to Be Down. It actually samples the Brandy song of the same name, and that shit, good to go. Getting to new music real quick. There's only a couple records I really want to talk about, which is the aforementioned Queen Herbie EP 6. It's a fire record. I'm not finna sit here and try to convince you to fuck with Queen Herbie. That Fuck With Me song is actually what she's saying. So, I mean, it's kind of ironic that I played that one. It has Blimes and Gab on it, and it's really good. I don't really know what else to say. She makes good records. And the only thing that I'm starting to get worried about as we move forward into 2019 is would I listen to an entire 12-song EP from Queen Herbie, because it's going to start to look like she's only good in 6-song spurts. I know that she said on her IG Live that she fucks with the idea of continuously only doing EPs because she can drop multiple ones of those a year rather than having to do all of this behind the scenes build up and promo for a song, a record that she's going to drop. And then she has to pretty much end her year. So, I mean, I agree with the sentiment. I just hope that she can continue to make good music this way. And if she ever does decide to make a full length, that it's as fire, because she's been on a roll since 2016, I do believe. That's 3 years of just EPs, ma. Like, and you just dropped one. Like, it wasn't that long ago where you put out EP 5. I think it was still 2019 when you did that. So you've already put out 2 EPs this year. So, I mean, I'm just saying, are we going to get the EP 10 and no album in the works, no mixtape in the works, no longer piece of material in the works? Because, I mean, you've got about 3 hours worth of music out already. So, I mean, you know, what is there? I mean, are they going to make a category at the Grammys or shit like that for only EPs? Because these are just like joints that niggas put out before the albums, right? They just put out these short mini projects to gear up for a longer piece of art. And if you're just releasing small bits and pieces and that's all you're going to do, I pray, because I really do love Queen Herbie, I pray that it will translate over and she can only do that if she so chooses, because that's the way music is consumed now anyway. Niggas ain't listening to albums no more. I think I'm the only nigga that listens to albums anymore outside of my friend group, you know what I'm saying? So, and the other record was Tank and the Bangas. They finally dropped their debut record. I played Smoke Netflix Chill earlier. I can't remember if I had said the title or not, but they dropped their debut record, Green Balloon. I have not heard it. I've been waiting for it. I need to see how Tank, who is the lead singer, how she's going to, if her wacky, you know, wordy, all over the place, unorthodox type of Andre 3000 type of style is going to go over well in this new day and age where everything is already wacky and zany, but not as wacky and zany as Tank. It doesn't get that wacky and zany nowadays. You have niggas who just use a lot of effects and shit. But she's doing this all with her voice. She's very much so a performer and entertainer, and she's trying to get across a message, and that message sometimes can't be given in a regular tone of voice. Sometimes you have to be all over the place with it. I mean, we can liken that to like a Kendrick Lamar, and it's worked for him, but he also started back when it was cool, and then it just translated well because niggas love Kendrick now. You see what I'm saying? So if you know, you know. It's kind of one of those things. But I'm very happy for Tank and the Bangas. They debuted. They came onto the scene via the NPR Tiny Desk series, and you can see them are crying at the beginning because they just did not think they were going to be there. And they're there now, and I'm so, 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 so happy for them. So go check that out. Tank and the Bangas, Green Balloon. We're going to get back into the music. I know this is like a short podcast. Well, it's a long podcast, but it's like short when it comes to me talking. But like I said, one shit to talk about this week. So this is Pia Mia featuring Chance the Rapper with Fight For You.
Appreciate, and the day's gonna come.
This is my war, put down your sword. Back up, I'm strapped up, I got this, I promise. I think this what they made back up for. This is my score, let me put something on the board. Your hand-me-down handicap, secondhand trouble that you try to juggle. You need a hand, hand me that. I hold the duffel, you shovel. I love you like blood do. See your shell scuffle in triumph. I beat your demons. Now wipe off your sandy back. Sure, we fall, but standing back to back, I can't evacuate you in this situation. Tie your shoelace, I fall behind. You wait for it's your boy. Gotcha forevermore. Rest your poor bruised body and relax, war.
I know you know.
Oh,
following. Just know wherever you go, I'm going with you, babe. Going with you, babe. Luck of the draw, you, that's my lottery one. A gem of the rough, I could be your finishing touch. So wherever you go, I'm going with you, babe. Going with you, babe. Wherever you go, I'm going with you, babe. Going with you, babe. Shining brightly through a haze, and little slings and arrows, smoke and mirrors, blue and icy meet my gaze. Boom, my heart burns like a blood loss. Slow to get up, hard to save. You fill my head with madness, good and bad. Don't beat the one who got away, got away. Where you go, go with your babe, go with your babe. And every night's been without your face has me shuddering. I color my words in a violet shade to hide the pain. No longer, I beat that for sure. Luck of the draw, you, that's my lottery one. A gem of the rough, I could be a finishing touch. So wherever you go, I'm going with you, babe. Going with you, babe. Wherever you go, I'm going with you, babe.
That was Muramasa featuring Banzai with What If I Go. And the song right before that was a throwback, a little throwsy backseat. That was LTD with Holding On, one of my favorite songs to play air guitar to with my sister. And that's it. That has been your morning playlist, guys. Thanks for listening, as always. Please email me if you have any questions that you'd like me to talk about. I'm going to be answering emails at the end of the month in a huge segment, but if you would like to get your shit off and have me, like, you know, splash some shit in the middle of the podcast, please feel free to do so. That is the morning playlist at yahoo.com. I have been your host, Reese, and I will leave on this final song. This is Jess Glynn with Insecurities. Thanks a bunch, guys. Have a good week, and we'll talk later.
I've stretched myself too thin, try to be everything. Don't know how to love. I care way too much. I need a thicker skin to let nobody in. Don't know how to guard my tears and my loss. Dark nights, the silence eases me up. But day comes and everything's enough. I'm free, but I'm fragile. I'm happy, but I'm worried. I'm set up, but I'm so afraid. I get pins and needles when I think about it. It catches me every day. I've got scars on my soul that I'm scared to show. I cried in the morning, but you'd never know. I should let it be. It's just my insecurities. I should let it be. It's just my insecurities. I try to raise my voice, get clouded by the noise. Tripped up more than twice, those fools taught me right. I bet my naked soul all on my painful flaws. Wish I could open up, taking the love. Dark nights, the silence eats me up. But day comes and everything's enough.
fragile. I'm happy, but I'm worried. I'm set up, but I'm so afraid. I get pins and needles when I think about it. It catches me every day. I've got scars on my soul that I'm scared to show. I cried in the morning, but you never know. I should let it be. It's just my insecurities. I should let it be. It's just my insecurities. Every freckle on my skin has a reason. Every scar that I have was worth bleeding. Every curl on my head is a treasure. I'm free, but I'm fragile. I'm happy, but I'm worried. Set up, but I'm so afraid. I get pins and needles when I think about it. It catches me every day. I've got scars on my soul that I'm scared to show. I cried in the morning, but you never know. I should let it be. It's just my insecurities. I should let it be. It's just my insecurities. I should let it be. It's just my insecurities.